p.m. Thursdays on CJLO.com.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, everybody. It's Terry.
And Sherry.
And we're live. And we're back. So I was going to say Happy New Year, but I was speaking with a lawyer earlier today, and he told me that you can't say Happy New Year's after 7 days. There's a rule.
Why not?
I don't know. He was just kidding.
I usually say it up until at least the 15th.
Well, I said to him, I'm going to say it right until the end of January. And he goes, yeah, I'm not going to talk to you until the end of January.
Excellent.
So, but yeah, no, we're good. I'm glad we're back. I'm so excited actually to be back on and live. So.
Well, we are excited to be back live on the radio. However, we're not happy to be back in our Canadian climate, given that this time last week we were sitting in an ocean in Mexico.
Yeah, it was crazy. The weather was beautiful. We had you've been kind of warning me about all this bad weather we were expecting the whole time. And I laugh because we didn't get any rain except the odd little bit here and there, but nothing, like no downpours. No. The one island we went to, I think it was Belize, I think, they had had 16 days of rain straight.
But not the day we were there.
But it rained after we left. As we were pulling away, it started to pour, which is crazy.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was fantastic. Like Terry had said, I've been watching the weather on all the islands that we were going to port at. They all said rain. And I thought, all right, well, we're in for a ride. We'll see what happens. And literally, we didn't have any rain to speak of. It was raining one morning a little bit. So one of our adventures was we went four-wheeling through Cozumel.
Yeah.
I think it was in Cozumel and went to like off-road four-wheeling adventure. And it was raining a little bit that morning because I remember I couldn't decide if I wanted my sweater off or on because I'm a little fussy like that. And
I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell with all the mud and water.
But then, of course, Terry found the largest puddle possibly known to man and decided that he should drive our four-wheeler straight through it. And so we were the fools who were covered in mud from head to toe and that had to spend the remainder of the day wandering around the town with people wondering where we've been and why we look like that. Yeah, but
we literally looked like crazy people. I looked at a photo of us from that day and we were just speckled in mud from head to toe. It was everywhere. And it was a weird kind of like a creamy dirt that you would get at, because we actually were in a
rainforest,
like a gravel kind of thing, type pit as well. But the one puddle that we hit coming out of there, I mean, you couldn't see the front of the UTV.
Yeah, it was literally like a wave of mud in my face.
It was fantastic.
I wouldn't call it fantastic.
Oh, I was laughing so hard.
I was not delighted.
I was like, man, if I pee myself right now, no one's going to notice because I'm covered in mud
and
water.
You wouldn't
have noticed anything. And then when we got to the pool, I was like, do I get in? Do I ruin this guy's pool? And I didn't. And we weren't allowed to go in the ocean. They wouldn't let you.
Yeah, it was a very windy, crazy day, which is unfortunate because that ocean was beautiful. It was that beautiful blue and the beautiful turquoise. And it was exactly somewhere that I would love to have jumped in.
Yeah.
However, what were we doing on New Year's Eve? Because that was the reason for our trip it was officially our 30 years of nonsense. It was our 30-year wedding anniversary.
It literally was our 30 years of nonsense, and I was so happy. We were sitting in the middle of the ocean just off the coast of Cozumel or Belize, one of the two. I can't remember which island.
The first island was Roatan.
Yeah. So just off the coast of Roatan, which is part of Honduras, I think, or beside Honduras. There was everything. It was fireworks. There was just live music. The whole thing was fantastic. And the cruise was amazing. I got to say, it was an amazing way to spend our 30th anniversary together. So,
well, just to celebrate us.
Yeah. And we got to meet some really cool people from all over the world. People from Australia, lots of people from the U.S.
Well, 90% of the people on that boat were American.
Yeah. And our piano guy, Raz, he was fantastic.
Yeah, we were at the piano bar every night. Thus, the theme of today's show is songs you would hear on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Including piano bar songs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's actually going to be one of my rounds for tomorrow night on trivia is songs from the piano bar.
Okay. Well, some of them weren't appropriate. So we'll play them tomorrow night at Lo Fan Ale, but we won't play them on the air right now.
No, I'm actually not playing anything that's really inappropriate
at all.
There were
a couple that were really inappropriate. Oh, yeah. But it was really fun anyways. We had a good time.
Yeah. And so do you want to play our first song? Because it kind of celebrates us. It's our, and we've played it before, I'm pretty sure. It is A Whole New World by Peebo Bryson and Regina Bell. But this one is, going to kick things off. It's our, was our 30th anniversary. It was our first song we played at our wedding, and it's our first song we're playing today.
In 2025.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view, no one to tell. Or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. But now from way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole.
Hopefully you get to hear it for another 30 years of
nonsense.
We have new nonsense. Do you want to share with our listeners what we're up to now?
Well, I will. But first, let's just confirm or just remind everybody that the CFRC 101.9 FM funding drive is still going on. They've extended it out to the end of January, which is fantastic. So if you guys want to hear local broadcasters like us, you know, who are on the radio, please contribute, be a part of it. We're pretty close to getting our goal, which is $25,000, not for our show, but for the entire thing.
Didn't we have our winner?
We do.
We made an offer and someone matched it.
Yeah, Richard.
Okay.
So we've got our part, but for that one piece. But I mean, just in general, if you guys want to contribute, we'd really love it.
Yes. Well, that will keep everyone on the air.
Yeah. Do you want to, let's talk about our new nonsense.
Our new nonsense.
So our new nonsense is Sherry decided she would sign me up to be a part of an improv. So we're taking improv lessons.
So let me just go backwards because there is a reason for that. So improv is known to be a skill that really helps you in sales. And so I had been looking for improv a long time ago because Ryan Searhant, who's a real estate guru, said, take improv if you want to improve your sales skills. And at the time, that was during COVID and I didn't want to do it online. So the closest thing I could find was Toastmasters. So I joined Toastmasters, which I'm still a member of and I absolutely love. However, I still kind of have that itch a little bit about improv and acting and things like that. I did one play literally before the pandemic, which was also funny. But
and you were in a background. You were a background actor in a movie.
Yeah, I have done a few things. And it's just one of those passions that I think I'm going to play with this a little bit. But I wanted to continue to enhance it. And it's also good for us because we both are speakers. We both speak on the radio show. We both have podcasts. We both have jobs that require us to present. We both want to practice our speaking skills and reduce the number of times we say and ah and the filler words and things like that. So I thought this would be really silly. And someone shared with me that there was an improv workshop coming up. So I said, hey, Tara, how about this? And one of the things I love about you is how open-minded you are to literally doing anything.
It was so much fun.
We were skeptical.
I got to be honest with you. When we first got there and people were walking in and they're like, hey, I'm so-and-so. And I'm like, hey, this is going to be terrible. And about 5 minutes into it, I did exactly what the guy, his name was Dan, that's running the improv workshop. What he said, just forget about life for 2 hours and just go with it. Don't think about it. Just turn your brain off and have fun with it.
It was fun. And I like turning my brain off.
I had a blast. I literally.
So one of the exercises I'll share with everybody was you had to kind of mime act out a doorway that you were going through and not tell anybody what kind of door, but just based on your actions, they had to figure out where you were going. So like I did something simple, like I went into a church and blessed myself. So it was kind of obvious that I had stepped into a church.
Yeah.
But Terry did an amazing job of being stuck in a revolving door. And I literally forever will now giggle at the thought of you. You were so in character and just like pushing this revolving door. And then it looked like you didn't want to stop because they did offer you help. And you're like, nah, I'm good. You're just going to keep going.
Well, I told people to get in and join me in the revolving door.
Yeah, they didn't want to do that.
No, they didn't. She kind of didn't want to do it. But the inspiration just came from the movie Elf, where he's in that revolving door just running around in a circle.
Right.
And I was like, first up, they were like, hey, you go first. I'm like, okay, I got this. I'm just going to be a complete buffoon.
It was so good.
And I had so much fun doing it. The whole 2 hours.
Yeah, it went really quickly. The people were really nice. Dan, the instructor, was really fun. It made you feel really chill.
Yeah.
Apparently there's an upcoming improv show next weekend.
Yeah, next Saturday.
Next Saturday. And we want to go now because we want to see what local improv looks like when it's done properly or not after your first class.
Yeah, I mean, we've been to improv. And it's funny, I forgot all about it. We went to Carnegie Hall.
We did.
And we saw
Middle Ditch and somebody.
Ben Schwartz.
And somebody Middle Ditch.
Oh, man, it's going to come to me. Famous guy, and they were incredible.
They were hilarious.
They really were. And I mean, I'd never seen improv before that. I got to be honest.
Well, hadn't you done it once when you were away with Kieran?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, right. We went to UCB, which is United something.
Comedy something?
Yeah, in California. I guess I lie. We also went to South by Southwest.
All right. So now you're just straight up lying on the air.
No, I totally forgot.
You have seen improv before.
Yeah, I have seen improv, but I forgot.
I also saw a show years ago when we first moved to Kingston, we went to with some old friends down at Queens. And I remember laughing, thinking this is hilarious. I should check this out more often. And then, you know, times changed and we didn't, and we were very busy doing what we were doing at that time, but it's funny. It's, yeah, it's pretty cool. So we'll keep you all posted on how our improv activities are going.
Yeah.
And it's fun. We're just, we like to, you know, in the summer, sometimes we take tennis lessons and sometimes we golf and sometimes we take improv. We just like to do things and pretty much we'll do anything.
Yeah, I don't think this was not at all in my bucket list, or I did not have this in my purview whatsoever.
That's fun. We said that there was a time actually once the kids were a little bit grown and we were kind of in an empty nest. We said, we're just going to say yes to everything and try it, because the best thing that can happen is you find a new passion. The worst thing is you check it off as, okay, that's not for me. The line for me is jumping out of a plane. I'm not saying yes to jumping out of a plane.
We'll see about
you
that.
I'm not. I'm literally. You I think can, we'll, but I'm not going to. We'll I'll go watch you jump out of a plane.
We'll
but
get
I'm
you
not.
Up in a plane, then we'll set it on
no,
fire.
No, you'll just
we'll
push me how. Out of it.
No, but I mean, in all honesty, if you think about that sweater you bought while we were away.
I did buy a great sweater. Yeah. I should post a picture of it.
And it's kind of just what we said. Like, what happens if it all goes right today?
Yeah, I bought this beautiful hoodie in
Roatan,
I think it was. And it's really colorful and fun. And it says, what if everything goes right? And that tries to be my optimistic attitude towards life.
And I kind of agree with it. I think it's really good. So
it is.
Anyway, enough of us gabbing here about
okay,
that.
Okay, well, let's talk about the piano man. Like yeah. we had alluded to, we went to a piano bar every single night when we were on our cruise ship. Had a blast, a good sing-along with people from all the way around the world. And this Raz the Pianist, you can check him out on Instagram. I already added him. I started liking his
stuff.
Oh, did
you really?
Yeah. He's fantastic, which inspired us today to talk about the original piano man, Billy Joel. And Terry did a bunch of research with some really interesting facts. So I'm going to let him share those with you. And then we're going to play you a Billy Joel song.
Yeah. So I had no idea this. So again, I have so much music in my head. You just, there isn't enough space for everything. So you forget about it. But Billy Joel is, as far as the Recording Association of America, they rank Billy Joel as the third best-selling solo act of all time. And then I had to go, okay, well, who's number one and who's number two? Number one, definitely Michael Jackson.
Number, I'm surprised Taylor Swift hasn't dethroned him yet.
Well, yeah, and maybe.
Maybe. We'll have to look into that.
And then right behind Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, yeah. So, but Billy Joel to be number three, that's pretty cool. And
are we going to see him? And Sting yeah. and Billy Joel?
Yeah.
In April or something?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and again, he's fantastic. So we are going to see him. He's part of our music, our monthly music package that we do now.
Oh, we do that?
Yeah, I've decided that's what we're doing.
He just coined that literally on the air.
I did.
I don't know if we have a budget for monthly music package. We'll have to consult with our budget person, which is me.
Yeah. My monthly music package consists of Amex, brought to you by Amex. He has these songs, Uptown Girl, Just the Way You Are, New York State of Mind. These are kind of the top three that kind of put him on the map. And what I did learn, though, which I thought was really interesting, is he actually, his dad was a classical pianist as well, like a classical trained pianist. And originally, Billy Joel wanted nothing to do with music. He actually was a boxer. And was quite a successful amateur boxer, but then apparently inspired by the Beatles, opted for music and joined a cover band called Echoes. And then he also played on the Shangri-La's classic Leader of the Pack using the stage name Bill Martin.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, pretty neat. And then he got a job playing in a bar, and that playing in a bar is the subject matter of the song Piano Man.
All right, well, let's hear it.
Yeah, so that's where Piano Man comes from, is him playing in a bar.
Saturday, a regular crowd shuffles in. They There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet and I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes. Song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us feeling all right. Now, John at the bar is a friend of mine. Gets me my drinks for free, and he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me, as a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place. La la da 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 da. Now Paul is a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife, and he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar. Thank you.
got a few more things to talk about Billy Joel before we kick on over. So that song actually is from 1973. I didn't think it was that old.
That's only 2 years older than you.
I know. It's a 51-year-old song. It's 2 years younger than me, actually.
Right, 2 years younger than you.
And he, that was a debut single from when he signed with Columbia Records. And it's kind of neat because when I was reading up on Billy Joel, it's funny that all these different amazing artists actually cover his stuff. So you've got Barbra Streisand, Tony Bennett, Ronnie Spector, all covering his songs,
yep,
which is pretty wild. And but he actually attributes his biggest success to his 1983 album called An Innocent Man. And he wrote his, he says what is his biggest success is writing the song Uptown Girl, which is a song he wrote about his wife, or his then wife, model Christie Brinkley.
And there was a great movie called Uptown Girls.
Yeah, but it's just so funny that, I mean, he's had such huge hits, like I said before, you know, Just the Way You Are, New York State of Mind, Piano Man, but he considers his biggest hit ever, personally, to be Uptown Girl, about his then wife.
Right.
Which is pretty wild.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool. The other thing, or I guess not the other thing, but the next song we're going to talk about today, or artist we're going to talk about, is Kenny Chesney. So we're jumping around a little bit, but it was so funny. Everywhere I went in the Caribbean, it said, no shirt, no shoes, no problem. And I thought, yeah, you know, it's normally no shoes, no shirt, no service.
Yeah.
But so I was like, you know, huh. I've heard that song. Kenny Chesney sings it. And then we were on the cruise ship and it started playing. And I was like, okay, I've got to add this to our playlist for the week. So Kenny Chesney's actually known as the King of the Road. And the reason they call him that is he is the only country artist in the top 10 on the Billboard's top touring acts in the last 25 years, which is pretty staggering since he's only been headlining since 2002. So literally, he in the last 25 years, he is the only country artist to stay in the top 10 for touring.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I can think of what I would perceive to be bigger names.
Well, tell me.
I would think of Blake Shelton or Luke Bryan.
Don't
or
tour.
Garth Brooks or another Luke. There's always another Luke.
Luke Combs.
There's always another Luke in country world.
Which is funny, though, but he's won 8 Entertainer of the Year awards, 4 consecutive from the Academy of Country Music, and then 4 from the Country Music Association. He's had 30 number one hits. 30 number ones. That's
solid.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. And has sold in excess of 30 million albums, which we're not talking downloads.
Right.
We're talking selling
back
actual,
in the day when you had to go buy.
When you had to buy vinyl, or a cassette, or not a cassette. Jeez, I'm really dating myself. When you had to buy a CD. So selling 30 million of those, which is cool. I mean, he's topped the charts with Grace Potter, Pink, the Wailers Band, Dave Matthews, Uncle Cracker. Co-produced albums with Willie Nelson. Really cool stuff, right? Songs include Young, You and Tequila, When the Sun Goes Down, Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven, Pirate Flag, Sometime. I mean, there's so many songs on here. It's pretty wild.
All right. Which one are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play No Shirt, No Shoes, No Problem.
All right.
Working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot them. The sun and the sand and a drink in my hand with no bottom. And no shoes, no shirt, and no problem. No problems. Wanna towel on a chair in the sand by the sea. Wanna look through my shades and see you there with me. Wanna soak up life for a while and lay back more. No boss, no clock, no stress, no dress code. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. Babe, let's get past tank tops and flip flops if you got them. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. No problems.
Two out of three geese. 6 out of 7 seagulls. And this Transylvanian owl all agree that if they had their own radios, they would tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting just for you from Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
That's the craziest ad I've ever heard. But I love it. I'm hoping this geese sign in for me as well. So that's crazy. I love that. Man, I lost my thought there just after.
He was giggling about the geese wanting to pick the radio station.
Pick the radio station. That's awesome. So let's talk Noah Kahan. We found out about him last year.
A couple years ago, I remember Kieran and his then girlfriend talking about this guy.
Yeah, this guy, Noah Kahan. But he's had some pretty big success, I guess. I don't know much about him. My favorite song from him is Stick Season.
Yeah, I didn't understand it, but you hear it all the time and it's covered by tons of people. Yeah. And then I guess I started to understand it when I listened to the lyrics a little bit more. It's a good song. It just seemed a little bit odd.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, though. We got the piano man, Raz, to play it.
He didn't do a very good job.
He did a terrible job.
God bless him, because he tried, but he didn't know the song.
No.
So he was literally trying to do it cold for us, which was nice.
It is pretty funny because, there was a few songs. I mean, he even did a song for me personally. The first night, I guess I gave him enough of a tip that he actually went away, learned a song, and came back and played it the next night for me. Now, we're not going to play it on the radio. It's not that it's a bad song. It's a very Irish song. And maybe one day when we're doing Irish songs or whatever, we'll play the song. It's called The Town I Love So Well. It's about the town my family's from in Ireland.
Also makes you cry.
Yeah,
so I don't need you to cry on the air.
Yeah, yeah. But he didn't. So I was like, you can do the Nathan Carter cover of The Town I Love So Well, or you can do the original Phil Coulter. And he comes back and he goes, I'm going to do the Phil Coulter. It's a much better version. And I'm like, wow, they do a combo together. Maybe you could do that. But he didn't anyway. Nonetheless, enough about that. But yeah, he did Stick Season. He did it really fast. It was almost like it was sped up as well.
Yeah.
But let us play the song for you guys. We got tons of music that we wanted to get in, and we're not going to get it all in, I don't think.
We never do.
Let's play this, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about Noah Kahan a little bit, but not too much, because there's a couple of songs I really want to play before we get out of here.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. And memories or something, even smoking weed is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I love Vermont, but it's deceiving of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I missed the way you laughed. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. Of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, that'll have to do.
Great song when it's not butchered.
It's a great song.
It is a great song.
Yes.
So it's pretty interesting. So when I think of him and I read about him, I think of that 10,000 hours thing. So, and what I mean about that is, you know, when you think, oh, this guy just came to overnight success,
right?
The 10,000 hours.
Yeah.
I knew nothing about Noah Kahan until Karen started playing him, yeah, about 2 years ago, so 2022, which is when this album came out, Stick mm-hmm. Season. And I forget how long I've been listening to this song. It's just been in the background or whatnot. But for whatever reason, it's just in the last year, I guess, since maybe spring of last year, got out on the boat or whatever. This is kind of what Karen's been playing and stuff like that. So it kind of... it just kind of comes to mind. But yeah, he's from a little town in Vermont.
Oh, interesting.
Right? Like, okay. He's from nowhere, Vermont, basically. I forget where exact little town he was from, but he's from basically from nowhere, Vermont. And he says he sings songs straight from his heart. He's self-deprecating. He's all those kind of things, but he's been touring since, until the pandemic. He's gold certified. He's been on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. He's been on with Seth Meyers. He's been on The Today Show. He's collaborated with like a whole bunch of people like Quinn 92, Griffin, Chelsea Cutler. I'm going to screw this name up. I know I am. It's Joy Oladokun.
I don't know. Sounds so, way cooler than I am.
Yeah. I mean, he's just a pretty interesting kind of dude all the way around.
Yeah, so, very talented. I love his echoing voice.
Yeah, it's kind of haunting.
That song sticks with you, literally.
Yeah. There you go. The next guy I'm going to talk about today in my music is Shawn Mendes. I was surprised how much I heard Shawn Mendes on the cruise. And I'm not sure if it's because the DJ on the cruise ship really liked Shawn Mendes. But he's a hometown boy. He's a Pickering boy. Okay. He just grew up around the street. Well, I was much older than him, but he grew up around the street from, or down, you know, the next town over from where I grew up in Ajax. But yeah, he, and what's really funny is he got his success from posting on Vine.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember Vine?
I do remember Vine,
right?
Yes.
He is born in 1998, so really young. He's a kid.
Well, that's
same age as Karen.
Same age as Karen, so
yeah, he's 25, 26. His real name.
Now.
Yes, I know. It's crazy. Shawn Peter Paul Mendes.
Okay.
Or Rawl, sorry, not Paul. Shawn Peter Rawl Mendes. Yeah, and he, singer-songwriter. He's the youngest artist to debut in the top 25 with a debut song on the top Billboard Hot 100.
Really?
Debuting at number 24 for for the week ending July 14th, and he was 15 years old, 9 months and 24 days of age.
Wow, very cool. So, good for him.
Yeah. The youngest ever artist to get into the top 100 with a debut single. So I'm not going to play his debut single. I'm going to play this song that I heard all over the cruise ship. And again, I didn't get a chance to ask the DJ. I did talk to him a bit about, you know, just DJing and stuff and what he's doing and kind of his career and stuff. And he was an interesting kind of dude. He was playing Serato and doing the, you know.
You're also critiquing him a lot.
Yeah, he
did. You can't have a 40-year DJ listen to somebody who hasn't even been around for 40 years.
Yeah, I had a tough
time play retro 70s and 80s.
Yeah, I had a tough time him playing picking 80s music. It was tough in my head.
Dude,
I was like,
you were born in the 80s.
Yeah, I mean, if he was 25, he was 50.
However, when you were 25, wouldn't you have loved to have a gig playing on a cruise ship? And if you had to play 50s and 60s music for the old people, you would have.
Yeah, I would have. But I think I would have done better research. His song choice for that era was pretty tough or pretty
fine.
Whatever.
Who cares? We were in the Caribbean.
I was having a good time.
Music.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
didn't matter, but you were quite quick.
Yeah, I was. Anyway, I'm going to play this song by Shawn Mendes. It's called Stitches. I must have heard it 30 times in 7 days.
Excellent.
It was
Let's
huge.
Hear it again then.
Yeah, here's 31.
I thought that I've been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover and move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe, shaking, falling onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kiss, drawn to a flame. Oh, you lured me in, I couldn't sense the pain. Your bitter heart cold to the touch. Now I'm gonna reap what I sow. I'm left seeing red on my own. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover and move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe, shaking.
out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead. Needle in the bed, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead.
Stitches coming up.
I hope not too.
Great song. I was just thinking about all the 30 times I heard it over the cruise ship. It's such a catchy little tune.
It is a catchy little tune for sure.
I shouldn't say catchy little tune. It's a huge, it's a smash hit. But
I'm sure he appreciates you calling it a catchy little tune.
I'm sure he does. Let's talk about our weekend because it is jam-packed. I've been getting requests all week for people to book for tomorrow night.
Yep, back to trivia.
Back to trivia. Finale. Yeah, yeah. So can I tell you about the rounds?
Yes, you may. Because
a lot of them actually... Oh, what did I do here? A lot of them have to do with our time away. So first round is called Songs from the Piano Man. So it's... I picked 20. There's more than 20. But I picked 20 songs that he played. While we were on with him every night. I mean, we were with him 7 nights.
Yep.
It was wild. So I picked 20 songs and then I literally kept the cruise ship 90s trivia sheet
played. Okay.
So, cause I thought, you know what? I'm going to do what they did on the cruise ship. So, I lost by one, guys, just
yeah,
so you know,
he didn't win.
I was not excited. I literally lost by one on the trivia. And I knew the damn song, I got to be honest, but I won't tell anybody because I don't want to give it away because it is in the thing, but I got the name wrong and I played tight. I could have been like, oh yeah, no, that's what it said.
Yeah, you could have lied.
I could have lied.
Who cares? It's
but
for honor.
It was for honor. And the guy that I played against, there's no way he got perfect.
I don't think he got perfect. I think you got like 18, he got 19 or something.
Well, no, I got 37, he got 38.
Okay,
I've got it written down. Mm-hmm. I was that mad though. And I was like, okay, let's go head to head, buddy. Like, let's go. And this guy didn't look like he knew what a 90s song was. I'm like, there's no way. And he didn't look like a DJ.
Well, you could just admit defeat.
I could, but I'm not going to. I'm going to hunt him down and we're going to go head to head at some point. And then my third round is called Songs About a New Year or a New Day.
Okay.
So all about, you know, coming into the new year. And then my last round is Songs About the Cold and or Winter. Because it is cold and it is winter.
Yes.
So, and then I'm actually, when we were driving in here today, the show just before us, she was talking about songs you play at a funeral.
Right. So I guess that's coming up as a category.
That is coming up as a round, songs I want played at my funeral.
So whenever we talk about that, Terry says he wants Highway to Hell played at his.
Yeah,
I do. And I want Defying Gravity played at mine.
Yeah.
Very different.
So those, you might hear those two songs next week, guys.
Excellent.
So just
hang
tight.
The first two.
You get two of those songs. So, but yeah, so we're tied up with that tomorrow night. And then Saturday, you were jammed when we were away. I don't know, people, I'm sure you all get emails and stuff when you're on vacation, but I had over 500 emails, not all, you know, some of them were spam, but I had so many emails and we did this really cool thing. I quite enjoyed it. We literally took our phones and put them in the safe on the ship and put them away for 7 days.
We didn't
talk to anybody.
We talked to each other. It was weird.
Yeah, no, it wasn't weird. We always
talked. No, it was lovely.
I mean, but we didn't talk to anybody on the internet,
Didn't look at Facebook, social media.
Didn't look at any social.
Didn't talk to our kids.
Yeah, didn't do
it. Which is weird.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Both our kids were like, hello, hello, hello.
Yeah.
When we got home.
Yeah, and then that unfortunate thing in New Orleans and our daughter was all concerned or whatever.
Well, she knew there was no way that we were out at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we were already on the ship.
We were, but I mean, it was still scary regardless.
Yeah.
And we're not going to talk about that. I was just saying, like, we literally had no contact with anybody. At one point, the guy in Roatan turned on my phone and when we were getting the dolphin photos done. And he turned it on and my phone went bing, 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 bing.
And like, I was like, turn it off. I'm not looking.
I literally, I went from having no messages to having like 82. And I'm like, I'm not looking at any of these. And I didn't.
We were good. We made
Hand to God, I did not. We pinky sweared on it and we did not look at any social media, didn't return any emails, didn't return any messages for the entire time we were on the cruise ship.
Sunday morning.
Till Sunday.
Then we're like, all right.
All hell broke loose.
Well, in my world, it was an outpouring of goodness, which is great when you come home and many people say, hey, I'd like to buy a house, or hey, I'd like to sell my house. And I say, hey, I'd love to help you with that.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to complain about the goodness. It was just a lot of goodness. So
yeah, it was insane. And out of that,
we have lots to do.
You're busy all day Saturday, and then Saturday night, we're busy. We have, we're going out with some friends, and then
friends and clients, and then we have another dinner Sunday night. I need to remind you about that, by the way. I'll tell you off the air, but we do have dinner with somebody Sunday night.
Well, you said something, and then you were like, I'll tell you later, and then you never told me later.
That's all right. I'll tell you on Sunday where you're going.
Yeah.
It's on the calendar.
Okay. So,
anyways, we're running around trying to catch up. On top of that, we got housework and laundry and stuff that just needs to be done, and so we're just trying to catch up from life and get back into the rhythm for the new year. We have some big goals and some big exciting things coming up. We have the Sum 41 contest.
Yeah. So tomorrow night, guys, for all those people that are going to be there, I'm going to have the ballots. I promise. I've got the ballot box. I got everything. We're ready to go. Hand out all our ballots.
Last week he said, when Sherry gets here, they'll be here. And then when I got there, everybody was like, where's the ballots? I was like, my dining room table. That's where they are still.
So anyway, I've got them all ready to go this time. I promise. I went and took care of it. So, because Sherry is busy, not that you weren't going to take care of it, but you didn't. So I did.
No, I literally did. Now you're lying again.
I'm not lying.
I printed them.
Yeah, but you didn't.
I didn't cut them yet.
Yeah.
That's all that has to happen.
I've moved. I've got the ballot box down. I've got everything ready to go.
He's ready to go.
I'm ready to go. Okay. So anyway,
Sum 41.
So yeah, we're going to have that. We'll announce that. God, that's 2 weeks.
Yes. And then actually, so the following weekend, we have a client event. So for our businesses, both Stage One Sound and Stage One Real Estate, if you work with us, you become part of a VIP community.
And this is so cool.
That's really fun. We're actually doing a private screening of the movie, Robbie Williams' movie, Better Man.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It looks...
Guys, go watch the trailer and...
Or if you're going to get married or buy or sell a house this year, work with us and then you'll get invited next Sunday morning for a private screening.
Yeah, it's going to be a Landmark Theater, right?
It's at Landmark Theater at 10 a.m. So I know it's a little bit early, but that's the only time you can book for a private screening. And
we have the whole theater booked out.
The whole theater. You get popcorn, a drink, a little snack. I'm probably going to bring in coffee and donuts because it is a little bit early.
Yeah.
But it fits us perfectly because it is a music biography. We both love Robbie Williams and we love our clients.
So why don't we bring in some Monster? Do you think they'd be mind? I brought in a case.
I'm willing to take the wrist wrap as long as the guy from Landmark's not listening right now.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're listening, Landmark, we're not bringing in Monster. But folks, we're bringing in Monster.
Just our regular stuff, settling in for another new year.
Mm-hmm. Let's play this next song. We don't have tons of time, and I really want to play this song. This song was probably my favorite song on the cruise ship, and it all because of our cruise director.
That's because she was a doll that looked like Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, she was so cute.
She was adorable.
She was a button cute. I kept saying to her, like, where do you get your energy? Like, literally, from when we got on the cruise ship at, like, noon on Sunday, she was on it until we got off the cruise ship at, like, 10 a.m.
The next Sunday. We actually asked her if she ever sleeps, and she's like,
no. And she pulled her sunglasses down, and she literally had bags under her eyes.
But then we also learned that she's 23, so she had 23-year-old energy.
Oh, yeah. She was going like the Energizer Bunny.
But that's a great position for a 23-year-old that she got herself promoted to cruise director.
Yeah, and I think it was... I don't know how long she's been doing it, but literally I would find a cruise that had her on it as cruise director.
Yeah.
And be on that cruise.
What was her name? Fuck. It's gone already, but it'll come back to me because I got a survey from the cruise line today.
Did you?
Yeah. And I want to fill it out and say how good she was. Oh, it said hello, Terrence. It was just to my email address.
Oh, that's weird. But anyway, she did this song. It's by the Jacksons. And it's Blame It on the Boogie. And there was the whole dance to it, and it was so much fun. And while we are on listening to this, I'm going to remember her name, and I'll get back to you with it. And if you're going on the Carnival Dream out of Galveston.
That's where she is next.
That's where she's going next. She's actually, after this week, she's on a break. She's on hiatus.
She's very excited.
She's so excited. She's like, I get literally 6 weeks off and then I'm going back to, she's from Texas. She's going back to Galveston and working at Galveston and going to be on that ship for 5 months with our piano man, Raz.
So maybe we should go on that ship.
We'll think about it on the brick. Right. Maybe I'll book that instead of going to a concert. Anyway, here we go, guys. A little Jackson's Blame It on the Boogie. That was great. That was an awesome song.
Once again, we were dancing in the studio.
We were dancing in the studio. It's funny. We actually did find who it is. And her name is Sinclair Hammerback. So if any of you guys actually are thinking about going on a cruise with Carnival, you guys should literally consider finding if she's on that ship. This is our seventh? Cruise, something like that.
Yeah.
And she was the best cruise director. I mean, we are going out of our way to actually write a review.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure I do a review for her.
Yeah, she was incredible. Just incredible.
What was that?
That was a little bit of Sum 41 that I had prepped up, but apparently I just started. She was fantastic. I mean, the whole time was just a wonderful time.
So do you got any time? You got like less than 30 seconds to play any Sum 41, or you just want to say, hey, there's still time to get in on the contest for Sum 41.
Well, there is, but let's put it on in the background and while we're talking here.
We'll talk about So how do you qualify to win some 41 tickets?
So you can show up tomorrow night at the Loaf and Ale. You can message me if you've been at the Loaf and Ale since December, and we'll add your name. You have to be there on the